The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Davayin Aleph. The Gemara Raman Aleph discusses different combinations of melachis in order to figure out how many chatoyas a person's chayav, kotza, tochim, chatzi gregers, the tziruf of different melachis, of different chatzi melachis, tochim, chatzi gregers, the shir of tchina, the melach of tchina is begregers, he did a half like this, he did a half like that. The tziruf of two halves, how the dynamics of that works. The Lashon of Rashi, over here is interesting, Rashi says, now when a person would eat chelev v'chelev, and Rashi says he eats shnei zeisim, a person eats two zeisim of chelev, v'hifzik b'neim yoisim v'chtei achilas pras, and he waits between them, he's mafzik between the two zeisim, a shear of k'dei achilas pras, d'hava lehu shtei achilas. That renders it shtei achilas. The two zeisim of chelev that he ate are not considered one achilo, it's considered two achilas. And what renders it to achilos? The fact that he was mafsik between them, a shir of k'dei achilos pras. That shir of k'dei achilos pras is the shir hametzaref of all achilos. When you want to know how could you nibble crumb by crumb by crumb of matzah and over 3 hours eat a whole kezayis and be yoy to the mitzvah of teichul matzahs? No, we know that there's a shir k'dei achilos pras. That which renders the achila as being eating a kezayis and not eating crumbs is the fact that it was eaten teich de achila's pras. So Rashi says over here that when one eats two kezayisim and they're separated from each other, b'yoytzevich de achila's pras, the halacha is considered two achilas. L'chai, that means by definition Rashi is telling us that when one eats two kezayisim of chelev with less than a share of k'dei achila's pras between them, the halacha is that that would be considered one achila. I want to open up a Rambam in Hilchas Nozer, Perek Hei. The Rambam talks about it's a case that's brought in a few places in Shas. A person was, a Nozer was drinking wine kolayim. We know that a Nozer cannot drink wine. It's one of the lavin. He gets malchus. And the halacha is his person who's drinking wine. So you give him a seror. If he continues to do what he's doing, he says, chai malchus. What happens if he stands for the next 12 hours and he continues to drink wine? At what point do we say, look, he already did that very one time, now he's doing that very second time, let him get a second malchus? The Mishnah says, Nozir, it's also Mishnah in the Don, after the Ches, test, that Hasro will separate the two. Nozir Shoshosiyayim Kolayim Kuloi is all considered one Avera, and the halacha is he gets one malchus. If you were Masrim, you gave Masro at 9 o'clock, you said, Al Tishte. Then at 9:15, you gave him another hasra, and he drank, and at 9:30, and so on and so forth. Every hasra would be considered a separate starting of the Avera. He would get malchus in each one separately. The Rambam says something interesting. Again, the Rambam is in Hilchos Nozer Perek Hei. The Rambam says, Be'etzem, when a person is drinking a lot of wine, his shoyse kol hayoyim, that again, we're saying he gets only one malchus, the Rambam says that Be'etzem, midine shemayim his chayiz, al kol k'revius or revius of yayin that he drank. It happens to me that he only gets malchus when the hasro is mechalek the shsiyah zemizeh. But be'etzen, it sounds like it's clear. If a person picks up a big thing of wine, a big bottle of wine, and he downs the whole thing, let's say there's 10 revius in the bottle of wine, be'etzen, he should get malchus, midine shemayin. He's over, he's considered as having been over a separate lav. I'll call revius revius as if he drank 2 ten-times wine. Doesn't really fit with the definition of the Rashi that we just said, because the Rambam seems to be talking even when he drank wine outside of the shir of k'dei achilas pras. The Rambam doesn't say dafka because he drank wine separated by k'dei achilas pras. Let's say he picked up a bottle of wine and drank the whole bottle toich tzidei the shir of achilas pras. The way Rashi tells us, it's all achilas. Why should he get 2 malchus? It's all 1 ma'aseh aveira. The way the Rambam seems to say, be'etzem it's 10 ma'aseh aveiros. You drank 10 revias in, be'etzem you were over 10 times. You did 10 separate things. It happens to be for malchus, we only give a separate malchus when there's a separate hasro. Nazir goes together with Asra. But Be'etem, the person is doing 10 Ma'is Averis by drinking 10 Revi'is. This would seem to be the Mashmoyis of the Rambam. If we're right, if there's a difference in definition of what Kedei Akilas Pras does between the Rashi and the Rambam, so let's think about an interesting shaila which is discussed in the Paiskim, some of the Paiskim of a few hundred years ago. We know that the shear of eating in a sukkah, which is Mechayev of Brachal Eish, a sukkah is not a kezayis, it's a kebetza. The shear yeshiva of kviyus is a kviyus sud is a kebetza. First has to eat kebetza in order to be Mechayev the Brachal Eish of a sukkah. Okay. Does he have to eat that kebetza terchidei achilas pras? So here's the point. If the shear, the halachal Eish of a sinai of terchidei achilas pras is that anything that's eaten with a break of terchidei achilas pras between the two parts of the achila, that renders it not one ma'ase achila, it's two ma'ase achila. The shear is a way of defining, did you eat once or did you eat twice? Did you eat a big lunch or did you have two small snacks? If we look at it as two achilas, then each one is not a kebetza. If each one is not a kebetza, what's the difference if we're talking about a shear of kebetza, talking about a shear of kezayis? Anything which is yoisim rilei achilas pras is not one achila. If it's not one achila, it's not an achilas kebetza. If it's not achilas kebetza, you're not chayiv. You weren't kaveh yeshiva in the sukkah. But if we look at the shir kedei achilas pras as only a definition that in when one eats a kezayis, that if one eats b'yoyisim kedei achilas pras, the piece is so small that it's considered as not having eaten because it's just as if he put crumbs in his mouth. The person puts one crumb in his mouth every hour on the hour for a week. And after a week, it adds up to the share of kezayis. Obviously, he didn't eat cake. What he did was, he put crumbs of cake in his mouth. So that would be true on a kezayis. But when we're talking about a kebetza, and you divide it, let's say, into two kezayisim, and you eat each kezayis separately, which is the shell of the person we're talking about, and he went to the sukkah, at 9 o'clock, he had a piece of cake. How big of a piece of cake? A kezayis. It's not a share of kedei achilas pras. I'm sorry, it's not a share of kviyas sudan. At 9:10, we'll call 10 minutes for argument's sake, it's for sure outside the realm of kedei achilas pras. He had another kezayis. Is that called that they're crumbs? It's not a crumb. It's a piece that's the size of a kezayis. It's not called that he didn't put anything, that what he put in his mouth is negligible. But it's lamaisa, it's not a kebetza. Over there, it could be that shear would only be for kezayisim. Not for a kebetza person. So again, the place can discuss such a shayla. It's totally in the working definition that we're giving the din of kedei achilas pras. On further reflection, however, one can be doiched the pshat in the Rambam. One could understand the Rambam is alluding to a different concept. This that the Rambam says that a person can drink a bottle of wine and call that he's oivah kol akavakot doesn't mean that there's 10 ma'aser shtiyas. Doesn't mean there's 10 ma'aser achilas when one is kedei achilas pras. What the Rambam is saying is that it's a bigger aveira. It's like a one ma'aser achila, the whole 10 kezayisim. But when one has more kamus, one volume in that one ma'aser achila, the ma'aser achila becomes a bigger aveira. This is a concept that's called ribui shiurim. The Tosfos in Gittin Daf Ches, as well as the Rashba, say that, let's say a person, the Gemara is talking, where Tosfos is talking about the Gemara in Gittin Daf Ches, the Gemara in Erevin, hot water has to be heated up for chol sheyesh be'sakana, and instead of just putting in the amount of water which is necessary for the chol, one added water. You're doing it anyways, right? So you might as well take advantage and have a hot coffee. So he puts in extra water. The Gemara says that's also because of ribui shiurim. You're being marbe in that which has to be spent, and that way, I'm sorry, that which has to be cooked, and that which has to be done, the malacha. You're being marbe in the kamas, in the volume of what's being metukon, ayden ma'isim alok. The Rashi and Tosfos say that this is an issur derabbanan, midaraisa yitaka, not over. The Ran argues very strongly, the Ran says it's an offening Gemara in Menachos of Ayin Beis. The Ran brings the Gemara in Menachos, where the Gemara talks about chodesh yesh v'sakana, and you have to desperately have to feed him a certain type of fruit. You have two choices. Either you could be koitzer, a branch off the tree which has Well, says that the doctors say that she has to eat two te'enim, two groivers. So you have two choices to save this woman, save this person from sakonis nefashis. One is you could pull off a branch which has on it three te'enos, which is more than what's necessary. You're marba b'shiur. The other choice is to take off two separate branches, one with each. So the flip side of the not taking off three, you're only taking off two, is the fact that you do two ma'isim, as opposed to where you're pulling off the one branch that has in it three, you're not doing two ma'isim, you're only doing one ma'isim. So one goes back and forth on this. In fact, the Ran, if Ribu Shurim is only the Rabbanan, it's no contest. Of course the better option is to take the one, even though it has more volume. You're being marbe b'shurim to cut off three tainas as opposed to two. Of course, that would be the better of the two options. One thing about Shaila. Shteita on the Gemara says the Ran that Ribu Shurim is the rice. It has to be Pshan the Gemara. If that's true, then what the Rambam is telling us is very straightforward. The Rambam is telling us a concept that when a person drinks a large volume of wine, there's a depth to the Aveir, an extra added depth to the Aveir with every Revius, because the Aveir becomes bigger and bigger. Instead of only drinking one Revius, he not only drank one Revius, he drank 10. It's not 10 separate Aveiros, but it's 10 times as big of an Aveir. The Aveir is much bigger because it's being done with 10 Revius. That's the concept of Ribu Shurim. That would be an explanation of the Rambam. What is possible, with the concept we'll discuss in the next year in the fine days, is that the concept of saying that the Maisa Achilo is a greater Maisa Aveir because of the quantity of wine that's being consumed, like we just said in the Rambam, it's possible that that's a Dover, that's a Dover Muskim, when we're talking about how much is eaten. The whole Machlok Sushayim is only when we're talking about cooking something. When we're talking about the Maisa being done, there's one Maisa pulling something off a tree, or putting a thing on to cook on the fire. The question is, you are marba more fruits being cut off the tree, or more water being cooked up. But essentially, the Maisa that's being done to facilitate those fruits, or to facilitate that hot water, is the same Maisa, it's one Maisa. Over there, there's a machlokes rishonim, that's the Ran with the Rashi and the Tosfos, whether that's the Raisa Derabon. But when we talk about a added quantity, an added volume, in terms of how much food is consumed, there it could be that the physical mitzvahs of more food consumption definitely considers that a bigger aveir. So it's possible that that's bechlal not in Tolev rishonim. That everybody would hold to the concept of Ribu Shiurim Deiraisa when it comes to Achille. Again, I don't have rise to this, but it's possible. It's something with Gitzach Abzogin, it's Mistaber, that the greater volume of the food would define it as a bigger Aveir. The more food is, the more the more a person is connected with eating that Machol Sasur Sachman Otzlan. So rather, it would be a bigger Aveir. As far as the kasha of the Ran on Tosfos, just to be mufalpa for a second, one of the explanations that's given in the Tosfos, what does he do with the Gemara over there in Menachos, where it's clear that it's deraisa to pull off one branch off a fruit tree because there are three, it's definitely considered to be a bigger aveira. The teretz would be ganz poshut. The teretz is that the melacha of being pulling something off the tree is not so much the act of pulling it off the tree. It's that which a fruit, which used to be on a tree and now it's a tolotolosh, it used to be a chelik and mechubel akak and now it's a pri, is being created by pulling it off a tree. Therefore, the malacha does not define itself in terms of the act of pulling it off the tree. It defines itself in the malacha defines itself in the pre that's being created. If three pairs are being created, then that aveir is definitely three. It's a threefold aveir. So that's why over there there would definitely be a problem of Ribu Shurim. Everybody would be masculine, that would be a malacha deraisa. That would be an added malacha deraisa. Other cases where you could define the malacha as not being so much a defining, it's not so much totally in what's being created, but it's more totally in what's being done. So then there could be a chilek. You do one ma'isa, but it has more teitzos, it has more quantity. Then there's a makom lodun on whether Ribu Shurim is deraisa derabanan. One more point about the Rashi that we have by us, The Lashon of Rashi, we said it over a few times, is that the shear of creating shtei achilos is hifsik b'neim yoisim shtei achilos prat. Person puts the first bite in his mouth at 9 o'clock, and 9:10 after shear k'dei achilos prat, he puts the other half of his eyes in his mouth there, he's not yoisim. It would sound like the only problem is because the person was mafsik yoisim k'dei achilos prat. What happens if he ate, let's say, if there are four equal pieces, tiny pieces, which all together equal the kazayas? He eats one at 9, 1 at 9:02, 1 at 9:04, 1 at 9:06, and so on and so forth. It doesn't sound like it wouldn't be mitzaref. In mitzvahs, when we talk about mitzvahs that have to be done, let's say matzah being eaten, etc., it's clear that we use the shear that the kazayas and matzah has to be finished from beginning to end of the kazayas, b'ter chile achilas prat. The blatant stereo, to what Rashi is saying, that the only time it becomes two achilas is only when you're mafsik in between the shear of kedei achilas prat. There is a nefesh adam on the sefer chaya adam, the nishmas adam on the sefer chaya adam, and he says the Rishash brings it down by us that that's only by an avera. There's a difference between the ma'is achila, which would be mechayel carbon, which is what we're talking about, or when we're talking about a mitzvah, so then when we're talking about a mitzvah, it has to be done kuloi teich le'achilus pras, and that very person is only over if there's no hefsek in between of yoisim le'achilus pras. As far as very difficult, le'achilus pras is a definition, a working definition of eating, halachically, whether it's called one act of eating or two acts of eating. What does that have to do with mitzvahs averus? Either it is an act of eating, or it's not an act of eating. So this last piece, This last piece in Rashi is difficult. The Paiskim say you have to say the Lashon of Rashi is the Lav Dafka. And even though Rashi says V'hifsik b'neim yoisim v'deachiz pras, Rashi really means that in totality, the Ma'is Achilav, it's b'yoisim v'deachiz pras, is automatically two Achilav.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.